Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. I want to tell you again, if you get a chance, go on my Facebook page, Brian Dellis, outstanding photographer, photojournalist, producer, director, award-winning, and I did a half-hour Life to the Max show just on Sid Hartman. And you can access that on my Facebook page and watch that half-hour and tell me what you think, because it covers everything. Sid Hartman with all of his close personal friends. One of those close personal friends and another one of my great mentors in this town. I've traveled the country with this guy watching football games, but more importantly, listening to him, because he does it. He is so good and so smart, and he and Sid grew up in the same era, and they achieved such success. Harvey McKay, it's a tough day to have you on, but it's a day that we need to celebrate someone that you knew very well, Sid Hartman. Thank you for joining us.
Always nice to be with you, Mike, and celebrate is the right word, for sure. I was lucky enough to know him for 70 years. Mm. And of course, as all your listeners know out there, we lost a great one. You don't have 24 hours, do you?
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, I can go on and on and on. We had your friend Lou Holtz on, and Lou was telling us about when you and he and Sid would have dinner every night and talk about how you were going to get fans in the stands. Do you remember those meetings?
We were having meetings to see if we should have meetings. Yeah, no question about it, as if it happened yesterday. You know, just talking about Lou then, one of the many favorite stories is that Paul Gill was athletic director and he had triple bypass surgery. He was in the middle of hiring a head football coach, and the university officials asked me to help and pitch in, so I snuck Lou Holtz into town, interviewed him. He had 50 questions, okay, right written out on legal pad that he wanted to ask me. First question, if you can believe it, tell me about the press.
Yep.
So I said, well, you have a choice. You can take a guy named Sid Hartman or choose all the other sports reporters in Minneapolis, St. Paul. I said, you'll never get along with both of them. And I advised him to choose and go along with Sid. Well, the rest is history. Holtz chose Sid, and they became best friends for life, and Holtz just loves him.
Yeah, Sid against the world, just the way that he liked it, Harvey. Explain from a business standpoint, as you watch this guy, he's got no business, right? Because he drops out in the 11th grade from high school. He's got no business being as successful as he was, not just as a reporter, but a businessman with all the real estate holdings that he has. Explain why he was successful.
Well, here was his modus operandi. He knew who you were by the time you were in high school. He called. You become column fodder. Your name pops up in his column, or he interviewed you on one of his innumerable sports shows, of course. He kept calling. He follows you through high school. He knows your background, your record, your coach. He tracked you through college. He tracked you through the pros. He tracked you when your athletic career was over and you were getting on with the rest of the story. So once you're on Sid's Rolodex team, trust me, you never got cut. You were on it for life. So he knew more about athletics, coaches, owners than any other sports writer anywhere. And when some of these people became really big pro stars, coaches, and executives, he had greater access to them and often threw them to other stars, of course, than anyone else. So I call it, that was because he dug his well before he was thirsty.
Yes, that's a good title for a book. Well, you know, I'm looking at a picture.
Sorry.
Harvey, I'm looking at a picture of you and I at Vecchio, Sid Hartman, Dave Lee, Marty Davis, Paul Molitor, Brent Musburger, Bobby Knight, Jim Hayes, Mike Grant, Bud Grant. The list just goes on. And that picture to me says so much because that was a group. And you remember that dinner. I mean, it was, to me, just a who's who to be a part of and to sit in there. But that's how he built his network, didn't he?
If I had a tape recorder of what words were said there, I could have made a lot of money.
Yes, you could have.
Just sold it everywhere, which, of course, you know, everything you say reminds me of another story. But and everybody's told so many stories about him, you never know which ones will be told again. But you can't hear these enough. And that was Dave Lee told me this one. That was when Sid and you, okay, were in the back of the press box attending a Green Bay Packer Viking game when the PA announcer came on and said, "Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Bare Naked Ladies." And Sid immediately jumped out of his chair and ran to the front of the press box.
She did.
You know, only to be quickly disappointed.
Very disappointed.
Just a rock band. I mean, it's hilarious. You can't make these things up.
You see, to me, and I don't see them all, Harvey, but you're better read than I, and you're all over the country. I honestly, and I say this is not parochialism in me, I can't imagine that there was a better sports reporter in the history of this country.
Well you can't understate it. No, without question. He may never make it to the Baseball or Football Hall of Fame, but if they ever get around to building a Rolodex Hall of Fame, he'll be the first one they call. You know, talent is a gift, but like many gifts, we often take it for granted. If Sid applied equal energy, dedication, perseverance to another career such as sales, I am positive he would have achieved the same great success he attained as a sports writer.
Well put, my friend. Give me your, if somebody was to say, final eulogy, final paragraph, let's end with that. What would you say about Sid Hartman?
Final paragraph on Sid? Well, there's so many, you know, I don't even know what to say. That we all know there's 100 stories about him, okay? But I would say never met a man like him or woman in my entire life. He was beyond comprehension. He was tireless. He was indefatigable. He knew how to make friends, as I said before, story after story. He used to dig again as well before he was thirsty. And, you know, I'll always love him. There'll never be another one like him. And it was just one of the luckiest things that ever happened that I had him in my life for 70 long years.
For me, too. And I'm very lucky to have Harvey McKay in my life as well. I appreciate you very much, my friend.
Thank you. Right back at you.
Harvey McKay, the one and only.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.